Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining us today in studio, I've got Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. Always a lot of things that are going on down there. They've got some summer hours. The visitor center is coming along there, a cool new temporary exhibit, and there are always opportunities to go and help out down at the museum, you know, whether it's in the museum working on things, going out in the field. Lots of fun opportunities for everybody at the Prehistoric Museum on Main Street. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
So let's start off with, how are things going at the museum right now?
Yeah, things are great. It's basically our busiest season. We're seeing lots of people from both local communities as well as from around the world. It's always great hearing all the different languages that get spoken with visitors that come to enjoy the natural beauty and culture and geology of Eastern Utah here, and we're happy to have them here visiting. So that's been great. As you mentioned, our summer hours are, they're now actually year-round hours, but we're open till 7 p.m. on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And so we'd love for you guys to come in your late evening. And then we're open the rest of the days of the week, 7 days a week, from 9 till 5. So you can come in on a Sunday, a hot Sunday afternoon. Feel free to come in and enjoy the museum.
Once again, we talk about it all the time when you come in there. It is such a gem for Carbon County, and I hope that as many people can get out and enjoy the museum, because to go see what it is, I mean, as you said, you have people from all over the world that come to this museum.
Right. We're in a very unique situation where we can tell the history of life on Earth and the history of Native American communities here in Utah with objects and specimens from basically within 100 miles of Price. We've got great fossils. We've got great Native American artifacts and rock art all around us. And we're happy to help explain and share that story with people both locally and far. And we've got some great opportunities this summer. If you're worried about cost, we're free every holiday, every state holiday. So we'll be free actually on Monday, June 20th for Juneteenth, which is the newest state holiday just this spring. And then we'll be free on July 5th, which is a celebration for July 4th. And then again on July 25th, which is the state adjusted holiday for Pioneer Day, July 24th. And so if you're worried about cost, feel free to come in on one of those days. Admission's free, and we'd love to have you come in and enjoy the museum.
So plenty of great opportunities to get down there and check out the museum. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about for the last 6-8 months is the Visitor Center for Carbon County actually moving into the museum, and you've got some news on that front.
Yeah, we're starting to make some actual physical headway. In the past, we've talked about some of the improvements with electrical and internet, but we've actually got the main panels installed. They were installed last week and are up on the walls, exploring some of the basic aspects of visiting Carbon County and the history and archaeology and geology and paleontology of Carbon County, how you can get out and explore on your bike or your ATV or on foot all around this beautiful landscape. And then we've got the brochure racks coming in shortly. There's some hold up with manufacturing with not just us, but with things all over the country. And so those should be in the next couple of weeks. And we are likely going to be having an opening in the second half of July, where we'll have a ribbon cutting and celebration. And it's been great working with the county, and specifically the Carbon Corridor tourism portion of the county and Price City, as well as my boss, Greg Dart at USU Eastern, to realize and bring this to fruition. It's going to be great to have the visitor center right in a central downtown place where people can come in and get all the information they need to figure out where to stay, where to eat, how to get to the wave pool, or how to get out to Nine Mile Canyon.
It's one of those things that'll be one-stop shopping, basically.
Absolutely.
All right, so there was the visitor center's coming right along. One of the great things that you guys always have in your temporary space upstairs are really cool exhibits, and you were saying this one is no different. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, this one is going to be a great one. It will open July 2nd to the public, so just around the corner here, and it's a collaboration with Rob Gaston, who's what we call a paleo artist. This is a person who does art based on paleontology, and it's called Horns and Tusks, The Evolution of Bizarre Headgear. And we're going to be exploring all the different animals across basically the age of the dinosaurs through the age of the mammals that have interesting and unique shapes to their heads. We think of Triceratops, for example. Well, that's a type of a dinosaur called the Ceratopsian. And there are a number of relatively new species that have been discovered in Utah. Diablo Ceratops, excuse me, Diablo Ceratops got a lot of the press down in Grand Staircase, but there's also a Utah Ceratops. There's a Torosaurus. There's these other ones, and we're going to have full body mounts of a couple of them, as well as some smaller scale ones and some head mounts of others, exploring Ceratopsian evolution and diversity. These think of a Triceratops, but with maybe not just the three little projections, but five or a bigger frill or some variations like that. And then we're also going to be exploring mammal bizarre headgear, right? We think of things like the shed hunting that happens here every spring. Well, there have been animals with antlers and horns and tusks, even tusks or teeth, of course. So, but still part of it. Throughout the age of the mammals, things like the Irish great elk, which is the biggest known antler animal, we're going to have a head mount of a mount of that on the wall, as well as a bunch of other antelopes and other animals from Africa like that, as well as some birds as well. So it's going to be really cool exploring all of the fantastical diverse ways that animals have ornamented their heads, and maybe why. Some of them are defensive structures, some of them are maybe for attracting mates, some of them might even be cooling structures. So
all right, so go check that out starting July 2nd in that temporary exhibit hall upstairs. And then let's wrap up the last couple of minutes here talking about volunteer work, because there's always something that can that you can go down as a citizen and help do at the museum. So let's cover that here just the last little bit.
Yeah, that's right. We have lots of volunteer opportunities. Sometimes they're going in the field with our archaeologists like me, or our paleontologists like Dr. Josh Lively, who's actually going out next week to explore the KPG boundary, the extinction event of the dinosaurs, which is recorded right here in eastern Utah. But there's also opportunities in the museum. Some of these might be working in collections or in lab spaces, either removing fossils from the stone or helping put broken pottery pieces back together. Other ones might be more physical labor. We had a great opportunity to engage the Pinnacle Charter School's Youth Teen Council last month with a Flip the Strip Blitz project with the Price City and USU Eastern on main campus, where we are removing grass parking strips and putting in more xeriscaped landscapes. And we were able to bring in the Pinnacle kids, about 20 of them, and have them slinging shovels and hauling gravel and helping us plant some of these water-resistant plants around the fire station, as well as in front of the museum. And so that was a great opportunity. And so if you have an organization that is looking for a volunteer event or something to do, we'd be happy to try and accommodate that. Or if you're an individual looking for a way to get more involved in citizen science or just helping a local institution like the museum, come on down and talk to our front desk clerks, and they'll pass you along to the staff that can help you, or you can visit our website.
So just give them a call and giving them a hand down there at the museum. It's always cool to get in there and get your hands dirty and see what they do behind the scenes. It's always a lot. It's kind of an eye-opening experience for some people, I'm sure. All right, Dr. Riley, that's it. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We appreciate it. Now, if people want to find you, and I don't know how you did it, but the easiest way to find out about the USU Prehistoric Museum is to just Google Prehistoric Museum, and you come right up first.
Yeah, we're the very first first link there. So yeah, and you know, we're happy to have anybody contact us, whether it's about volunteering, whether it's about my kids interested in becoming a paleontologist or an archaeologist or general science, and how they might go about that, whether it's I found something and I don't know what to do. We're here to help. We're a community organization supported through the state, through USU Eastern specifically. We're here to serve our community in any way we can.
All right. So head on down there and check things out. Dr. Riley, once again, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.